Hello everyone, welcome back. If you're new to us, I am Shu Allegra, the founder and CEO of Grace and Hope Consulting, where we empower people to achieve mental and emotional wellness, reach their full potential, and live fulfilling lives. And so everything we do here evolves around resilience. My kid's been repeating that because I'd say that every time I'm interviewing someone new. So if you've been around here with us for a while, you probably heard me say, and you could probably say in your sleep just like I can. But we are back. We're back with new friends, talking about resilience, getting to know them and learning more about who they are, what they do, and all that we can learn for their journey. And we can learn about resilience for their journey so we can apply those that wisdom in our own lives as well. So welcome to the show, Dana. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you, Shu. It's great to be here. It's great to be here.
Awesome. And so we'll just dive right in. You know, if you don't mind just sharing who you are, what you do.
Oh, my pleasure. I've been recreating that answer for my whole life, I think. But at the current time, I can proudly say my husband, he's a pastor, and we retired to Mexico in 2016. Wow. And another whole new transformation in my life happened. And I went from a 30 plus year career as a paralegal to a retired person in Mexico. So that was not only a culture shock and all of the things that would come with moving abroad, but it was a time for me to really let God work inside me and help me realize what his plan for me was. And so through that whole journey, I am now publishing books that help people reconnect with God and his word, particularly. I didn't see a lot of that out there. I saw a lot of self-help and a lot of, you know, great books, but nobody was getting back into the word. And so that's what God put on my heart. And that's the new transformation that, you know, the resilience of going through all of that stuff, that's where I am on the other side looking back. Is God done with me yet? Probably not. So next year, if you have me, you know, if we talk again, I'll be telling you a whole new story of how God has, you know, moved my life.
I'm sure. Wow. Well, thanks for sharing that. So I have all kind of questions now because, you know, switching from one country to another, transitioning from one country to another, like you said, it's a whole journey in itself, right? It has its own, that's a whole story, a whole entire episode. And then there's paralegal to offer, and, you know, that's what, but I want to try as much as we can with time we have, kind of pull both. So my first question is like, wow, Mexico, why Mexico? I mean, I can sort of think of all the good reasons to be there. I want to be in Mexico right now. But for you guys, for you and your husband, what was the pull?
Well, it was kind of funny. My husband was, we were in a very small congregation, and he, unbeknownst to me, was checking our retirement numbers, seeing how soon we could retire. He's a little bit older than me, and we were watching our congregation have a hard time to pay our salary. And I think at that stage in his life, he knew that, oh my gosh, this is probably my last church. I better figure out if I can afford to retire. And so he was doing all the due diligence behind the scenes. I didn't know, but he came to me one night and said, honey, you know, we're going to have to be here another 6 or 8 years unless we retire to Mexico this year.
Next year,
you know, within a year.
But still, that was, that's quite for that big of a transition.
Right. So he tells me later, years later, that was kind of a joke. He didn't think I would ever go for that in a million years. But yes. And here we are. But, you know, I felt an excitement in that moment, a surge of thrill and adventure, I think. And that's always kind of been a part of me, or a part of who I wanted to be kind of adventuresome, you know, but when you got 4 kids and a full-time job and you're a pastor's wife and you're all of those things, thinking beyond outside of the box, like moving abroad, that would have never crossed my mind. So the thrill of it got to me, I think. And then God just poured out all the blessings and opened doors, and here we are. So
beautiful. Wow. And so how's that been? So he was joking, right? Like you said, not joke on him, right? It happened. And that's been, 6.5 years now from the time we're recording this. So how's that been? Like, now looking back, you're like, I would have done this sooner. I'm glad I'm here. Or, like, what does it feel like now that the decision is made?
I love that question. I love that question. Now that we're here looking back, I can see God's handprints all over it, number one. But would I have done it sooner? No, I think it was the perfect time. And God's timing is always perfect. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's been a journey since we've been here too. And who knew that we would be living through a pandemic in a strange country and be, you know, estranged from our kids, because we got four grown kids back in the U.S. Well, actually three in the U.S. and one abroad also in Japan. So, you know, we had relied on going back and forth. Mm-hmm. And that was going to be, hey, that's not a problem. We'll just take a trip and see them once or twice a year. And we would have done the same thing stranded in a little town in Iowa. So it just put the geography a little bit different. And I wouldn't change it. I know God has his, you know, God's not done with us here either. I still feel like maybe it's just beginning, that we're finally just allowing him to work what he intended. And I'm getting reminders every day, and that's kind of exciting too.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful to hear. And I'm sure the pandemic, no matter where, you know, I'm sure there are different realities depending on where you are located, you know, in the world, but it's, you know, the idea of being away from family, no matter where you are, you know, that's still hard. And so you get to Mexico, and then when did it hit you like, oh, maybe I can write?
Well, you know, that has been a lifelong dream of mine. And I've always felt drawn to being a writer. Mm-hmm. You know, as early as elementary school, I loved stories. I loved writing stories, and my teachers loved my stories. And I can remember that. And that was such an affirmation. In high school, you know, I was a reporter for the high school paper. Same in college, I was a reporter and writing. And I've been published in a couple anthologies with poetry. Yeah. So all along, I've had this instinct. And then when God told me one night, but you're going to write for me, I'm like, oh, what does that mean? And that's when this whole book series came about. And I realized people need to get back in the Bible. Mm-hmm. I needed, as a pastor's wife, to get into the Bible more. And I knew if I was, everybody, there was a lot of people that we're missing out on a relationship that can only be built if you're spending time in the Word.
Yeah.
So, and folks that aren't believers, they won't quite understand what I just said, and I'm sorry, but hey, if that's you, I would love to have a conversation, because it's my heart right now that mm-hmm. that will just make such a difference in our world.
Yeah.
For people to meet Jesus.
Yeah. And so, now that you've been writing, mm-hmm. and even as you just as you start answering that question, I couldn't help but think, wow, now you're living the life you wanted. You know, it's like this has been a lifelong dream to write. It also been a dream to just be adventurous and leave the country, right? And
yes.
You are doing both.
Yes.
You know? And it all started with a joke, right? Sometimes, you know, the most beautiful things happen the most, you know, unexpected ways. You know, and like you're saying, it's kind of finding the joy in it and then seeing God's hand in it. Because like I said, you might only been there for 6 years, you're saying, we're just getting started. Because who knows what else God has in store for you guys in Mexico.
Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah. So tell us more about the book, or the book series. Why? And I know it's about God getting back to the Bible, but what is it called? And what is it, specific part of the Bible, specific part of the season of life that it focuses on, or just...
Well, it's kind of like a behind the scenes look at my life in some ways, which I know that isn't a big draw, but what it is I take a book of the Bible, and I reflect on it verse by verse. Wow. And as I'm reflecting, I'm sharing those times of my own reflection with other people. And I do it in a devotional format where, you know, it could be used individually, or it could even be used as a group, where I'm asking questions. And I've been told by a couple of the readers that it's so conversational. They feel like they get to know me. They feel like I'm there with them, having a cup of coffee, talking about their faith mm-hmm. and helping them dig deeper into what they really think and feel about what they just read.
Love it.
And so it's So I've got 10 volumes so far.
Wow.
Five from Old Testament books and five from New Testament books. Beautiful. And my husband's my editor. So, you know, with a pastor with a biblical doctorate degree, it's going to be it's going to be theologically correct. I'm not going off on any tangents.
And he's taking his time to cross the T's and dot all the I's.
Yes. Yes. And he is having a time of his life. You know, people ask him, do you miss being a pastor? He goes, no, I love being an editor. Yeah. Let my wife do it now. It's her turn.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Wow. So in a sense, although now you're kind of pulled away from the US and there in Mexico, pull away from being a paralegal to being a writer, and you know, for him being a pastor to being an editor, but you're still kind of you're still ministering. And sometimes people, you know, think when they switch hats, right, or they switch gears, it's almost like, oh, I'm not doing what I know what I could be doing. And then sometimes we find ourselves in those situations. But I think if we focus on, again, seeing God's hand at work, we see things like, for you guys, it's like, wow, no matter what we are doing, we're still doing what God called us to do, just in a different format.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So I love that. I love that. And so any word of advice for anyone trying to leave the country and like, oh, now, you know, I'm envisioning being adventurous, just like Dana, and moving out of the country and living overseas, like any word of advice, encouragement for them?
Well, I would look for someone who's done it before.
Well, you are. So that's
well, sure. Yeah, I would, but I would, you know, ask some questions beyond that. I know it's fine. We invested in a course. It was a series of newsletters and checklists and things like that that really helped us stay organized. And if anyone's interested, I can get them more information on that. I'm not prepared for that right now.
No, that's so fine. That's fine.
But reach out and ask me, how did you move? What was that resource? And I'd be happy to share that.
Nice.
It really helped answer a lot of questions, mm-hmm. and being in touch with the consulate too, and asking questions about things like that, mm-hmm. and visiting the country, you know, making sure you visit and feel comfortable, you know. And when we got here, we just knew. It was like God just really calmed us and like, this is it. This is where we're supposed to be. Yeah. So wait for that confirmation too. That's something you won't get from someone else that's secular, but I'll tell you that.
And so guess how many times did you guys travel to go? Did you go once to check it out before you made a decision, or did you go more than once?
We went one time and knew that the way that it worked here with housing and such like that, we weren't ready to move, obviously, because we were just investigating, but at least how it worked in our community, we knew we had to come back 6 weeks before we needed to move, because people wouldn't rent ahead. Mm-hmm. You had to pay on the spot for your deposit and be ready to move in.
Wow,
you know,
wow.
So we, you know, based on faith, a month before, you know, we are here finding our house, knowing that our other house was a parsonage. The church wanted it back. My job was over, you know, the whole bit. Mm-hmm. We had to be here. Yeah, we were homeless. Yeah. I've often kidded that we were homeless for a while because we were in between your house in America and the house here. So
right. Wow. And so the other thing I was thinking about, just being, you know, for you being a pastor's wife, and I've seen a lot of pastors being one either burnout or feeling invisible, in a sense where sometimes people just see the role and not see the person, or sometimes people see the person and not see the role, if that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
And so any word of encouragement for, you know, other pastors' wives who are trying to, you know, find their resilience in ministry, you know, while ministering to others?
Just be on your knees and tap into the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You know, Ephesians 1:19, look that up. Mm-hmm. That is a great verse. And love your husband with all your heart. You know, I know that pastors tend to get beat up in their churches from all sorts of different ways. I mean, the enemy has a way of playing games and messing with people that we even think are, you know, faithful believers.
Yeah.
So it's all the more important for us pastors' wives to just adore our husbands and give them all the support that they need, because we see it all. Mm-hmm. We know the darts that are being, you know, coming at us, and we need to be a shield of protection for our husbands.
Mm-hmm. And then where, when you were in that role, like, where did you find support for you?
Oh, you know, that's, I didn't take that great of care of myself. And looking back, I could have been more plugged in, but it seemed like I just kept myself so busy that I didn't realize maybe how lonely I was. And I think that that has been something that I really feel proud to have overcome. And again, I don't want to be proud. I know God has helped me to overcome it, that I don't need to be busy to every second to be successful or to please Him. He wants us to step back. He wants us to rest. We need to rest.
Yeah. And I think sometimes just, you know, busy culture, you know, especially here in the US, it's like, go, 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 go. Right. And so no matter what role we have, we tend to feel the think the more we do, the more successful we are, the more, you know, achievements we have, it's like, oh, the better off. And actually it's, you know, in reverse sometimes, you know, it's not that we shouldn't, you know, strive for, you know, for things. It's not that we shouldn't pursue what, you know, God put on our heart, what He calls us to.
Right.
Right. Like that balance is so necessary. We shouldn't lose who we are for the sake of what we do, or just like we should numb what we're feeling in what we're doing, you know? And so thank you for just, for, you know, for bringing that out, for sharing that.
Yeah. And it's good for us to always remember whose we are,
yes.
You know, as women, we're daughters of the King, you know, and sons of the King for the guys. I mean, think of it. It's such a beautiful inheritance we have.
Exactly. So where can we find your books?
I'm self-published over on Amazon.
Okay.
So go to Amazon and just look for my name, Dana Hagstrom. Mm-hmm. The devotion series is called Devotions on the Go.
Love it.
So then that's the, you know, the series title, and then whatever book of the Bible you're looking for, that's all broken up separately.
Nice. Wow, that's amazing. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for sharing your story, and thank you for writing and helping, you know, all of us. I'll definitely go check it out myself. All of us growing our faith and find resilience for God's word. So thank you, Dana.
Amen. Well, thanks you for having me. I appreciate sharing.
For everyone listening, check out the links. We'll share the links here in the caption so that you can go ahead and check her books. And like she said, if you have any questions about moving overseas, she's open to answering some questions as well. All right. Be well. God bless.